The Chicago Blackhawks host a Black Friday game for the first time in team history today as they take on Colorado in the first of back-to-back set with their division rivals, the Avalanche. With Thanksgiving behind them, the importance of this mini-series and the prospect of a possible 8-point swing can't be overstated. Down to center ice we go. First Black Friday meeting in the history of the Blackhawks here on home ice is underway as the Hawks control off the draw. Harry Dock wins the draw to the right point to Gustafson. Down to Kane along the right board. Threw it into the high slot. This is checked off by McKinnon. Breaking through center ice and down in behind the Hawk net. Coughed up the puck. Taken back by the Az. And a shot from Comfort from the top of the left circle. He scores. JT Comfort came right off the Avs bench. And as that puck was rolled up the slot, he picked it off and just moved in and snapped it past Corey Crawford. The Avs lead 1-0. Passing up the right wing, Matt Nieto, Hawk blue line. He's given a spin and down to the board. Lost the puck, but the Avs take it back. McKinnon in the right wing corner. Put it behind the Hawk net, Jonas Dunskoy. To McKinnon, right point. Backing up, fires a shot. It's blocked. Another shot from the left circle. They score. And this is going to be off the stick of Ryan Graves, who took the rebound and slapped it in behind Corey Crawford. The Avs have scored two goals inside of 4 minutes and lead this hockey game 2-0. Shaw guides the puck out to center ice, front of the bench as he and Ryan Graves lock up. They drop the mitts. Here we go. Ryan Graves and Andrew Shaw right at the Colorado blue line. Graves reaches, grabs Shaw, throws a right, hits him in the helmet, then throws another, hits him in the helmet, and another helmet shot. Shaw fires back with a couple of rights, and another right, and another right. Oh, and he switches and throws an uppercut, and down goes Graves. And if that doesn't bring the Blackhawks bench to life, nothing will. Andrew Shaw gave away about 7 inches in height and I guess about 20 pounds in weight. And you look at him, he turns around, he's able to get this crowd going. Taken by DeHaan, he skates out of the center ice circle, dumps it off the right corner for his Avs zone. This will slide behind the net near corner. Carpenter took it away, put it in front. Zach Smith, he scores! Zach Smith's first Blackhawk goal! Set up by Carpenter, Smith was standing at the top of the crease. Then Carpenter laid one on his stick, and Smith with the next motion ripped it into the back of the net. The Hawks are on the board, trailing 2-1. So the draw won by the Avs. The Avs have surrendered 3 shorthanded goals. Here's McKinnon, left faceoff circle, the high slot. McCarr shoots and scores.
Wow.
Cale McCarr, 11 seconds into the Avs' power play, makes it 3-1 Colorado. Nichushkin breaking into the Hawk line and down the slot of the backhand. He scores. Valeri Nichushkin off that faceoff in the Colorado zone got possession and raced past the Hawks defense, moved in on Crawford and roofed a backhander. It's now 4-1 Colorado. Now Camp passing on the left wing, Shaw at center ice, crossing the Av line, stops along the half boards. Send it back to the right point. This misses both Mata and Camp. And back the other way come the Avs. McKinnon to the Hawk zone. Drops it off. And a shot from Comfort from the right circle. He scores. Now this one will be Comfort's goal. Set up by McKinnon, who's got a 4-point game going. And with 8:34 left in the second period, the Avalanche 5 and the Hawks 1. Seabrook at the left point. Trying to kick the puck down the boards. Ends up on the left point side. He sends it in front of the net. They score! It's Patrick Kane. Making 14 straight games with a point. The pass from Saad from the left point was grabbed by Kane in front of the net. He went from forehand to backhand and flipped it past Franzos. And the Hawks get one back and trail 5-2. Here's Girard dropping the puck back into the Avalanche zone. JT Comfort's got it. And he'll kill the remainder of the clock. He'll take the puck and go for a loop in behind his net as the horn will sound, ending the hockey game. The Avalanche come in here on the first Black Friday game in the history of the Chicago Blackhawks on home ice and beat the locals 5-2.